Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of speed dialing on your iPhone. I've actually wanted to do this for quite a while, and I was browsing on the App Store and I came across a fairly interesting app which seems to do the job for me at least. And I thought, well, why not? I might as well do a demonstration of it. The app is actually called Car Dialer. But what I find is if you search for what it gets installed as, which is Speed for Touch, so it's capital S-P-E-E-D, the number 4, Touch, T-A-U-C-H, so Speed for Touch. If you search for that on the App Store, what you'll get is Car Dialer, Speed for Touch. And that's actually the name of the application. And from memory, I think at least Australian dollars or cents, it was about 99 cents. And what it basically does is gives you 20 numbers on one screen from 1 to 20 that you can associate a speed dial with. So I wanted to show you how the app works, how to add numbers to each of those preset numbers from 1 to 20. So let me say that I've got my iPhone 4S in this case turned on, VoiceOver is running, and I'm currently sitting at the home screen that contains the Speed Dial application. So let me just touch on the Speed for Touch application.
Speed for Touch.
Okay, Speed for Touch. One finger double tap to open it.
Speed for Touch.
And basically, if I do a one finger flick to the right to move through the application.
Contact list button.
Okay, that's the contact list. That's to add contacts to the numbers on the screen. And then if I flick to the right again.
20, dimmed, 19, dimmed, 18, dimmed, button, 17, dimmed, button.
And so on down towards the bottom of the screen. And basically it's rows. So let me come down towards the bottom of the application.
3, button.
Okay, so that now says 3 button. So it doesn't say dim, which means I've actually done a preset on it. If I flick to the left.
4, button.
That one's also 4. Flick to the left again.
5, dimmed, button.
And now we're on the dimmed numbers that don't have any preset settings. So if I come down to number 4.
4, button.
And tap my finger just down below it, drag my finger down.
VA voicemail.
Okay, that's VA voicemail. Come back up to 4.
4, button.
Drag my finger across to number 3.
3, button.
Drag my finger down right below number 3 button.
VA Gosford.
That's VA Gosford. And that's my direct number to dial reception at my work at Vision Australia Gosford office in New South Wales, Australia. So the nice thing about this is that what happens visually is that each of those numbers has the preset name underneath that button. So for example, if I just want to quickly run my finger back to 4.
3, button. 4, button.
And I know that 4 by memory is my VA voicemail, then I can actually do a one finger double tap and I'll dial that number directly. So if I do that now, I'm just going to do one finger double tap.
Phone, VA voicemail, calling work.
Welcome to audio.
Okay, and I'll just hang up. Okay, so let me just go back into the Speed for Touch application. So I'm just going to use my app switcher. So one finger double tap on the home button, so to speak.
App switcher, Speed for Touch.
And there it is, one finger double tap.
Speed for Touch.
Okay, so that's basically how the application will dial a number that's already in there. So as you can tell, when it says empty, there's no preset number there. When it just says 4 button, 3 button, 2 button, 1 button, etc., you've got a number in there already. And below each button is the name of the contact that our button will dial. Let's go back to the contacts button at the top of the screen.
Contact list button.
Okay, so contact list button, one finger double tap.
Speed for Touch. Keyboard, back button.
And let me flick through the contacts.
Contact list, edit, button 1, Ellen Woodbridge, home.
That's my
4, 3, 2, not 2, Ellen Woodbridge, mobile.
That's my wife's
3,
mobile number.
VA Gosford, work,
VA
4,
Gosford
VA
work.
Voicemail,
VA
work,
voicemail.
5, empty.
And 5, empty, just in case I wanted to double check which number I was up to. And of course I could actually just drag my finger around the screen, so I'll do that now.
1, Ellen Woodbridge, home. 2, Ellen Woodbridge, mobile. 3, VA Gosford, work. 4, VA voicemail, work. 5, empty.
Okay, that was just me dragging my finger down the screen. Okay, so let's edit number 5. So I'll take my finger down to 5 again.
3, 4, 5, empty.
One finger double tap on 5.
All contacts.
Choose a contact to add to Speed for Touch.
Okay, and so I want to add a contact. Okay, I'm just going to take my finger over to the right-hand side and come down slightly from the top of the screen to find the table index.
Cancel button. Table index. Adjustable.
And what I'm going to do is add the VA customer contact number for Vision Australia to speed dial number 5. So I'm going to do one finger flick down.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V. Selected.
And of course, what I could have done was just did a search for VA, etc. So I'm going to touch the screen in the middle of the screen.
Vakuyong reception.
And I'm going to flick to the left.
Var Gosford. VA contact center.
That's it. VA contact center. One finger double tap.
Info.
Choose a number to add to speed for touch.
Okay, and I'm going to flick to the
all contacts
number.
Info. Heading. Cancel. Button. Image. VA contact center. Work. 1300847466.
And that's indeed the number, so one finger double tap.
Keyboard. Back button.
And it's basically put it in there. So if I drag my finger down the screen.
1, Ellen, 2, Ellen Woodbridge, 3, Vargos, 4, VA, 5, VA contact center, work.
Okay, so it's
1300,
back
keyboard,
up at the top,
back button.
Keyboard, back button, one finger double tap.
Speed for touch, heading.
And let's come down to number 5 on the keypad. It's going to touch the middle of the screen.
10, dim, 6, dimmed, button, yep. 5, button.
And there's 5, and of course if I come straight down below 5.
VA contact center.
There's the VA contact center that I've just put in for speed dialing. Now, remember when I said when you just touch the button, so let's go touch a button.
6, dimmed, 5, button.
Okay, so 5, button.
4, button.
4 says 4.
3, button.
3 says 3. If you've got a good memory, you can remember what they are directly, or you can drag your finger down below the button. The issue that I've got with the application is if I flick to the right.
2, button.
Two buttons fine.
One button.
One button's fine. If I do it again now.
VA voicemail. Var Gosford. Ellen Woodbridge.
Okay, now what it's doing.
Ellen Woodbridge.
It's actually reading out the headings for those buttons, so it can get a little bit confusing. But just be aware that if you're flicking around, particularly moving between rows, then you're going to get the icons speaking underneath the numbers as well. So I thought that was a worthwhile demonstration to share with folks. It's certainly one that I'll be using. Find it very useful to have preset numbers just in one screen in one application. It works fairly well, and I thought I'd share it with you today. Okay, so let me just press the home button to come out of the application.
Speed for touch.
And that concludes this demonstration. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.